Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show. All right, everybody, welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We are here with another episode for you guys. We'll be talking about a few different things. We'll be ending with probably a pretty big thing, and we'll start off with a few other things and then get into our big thing. Our big thing, I can just tell you. So we'll talk about a few various things that is just going on, and then we're going to just tear apart Acolyte and Yay. the Acolyte trailer that just got released. when you guys hear this, it'll be, I don't know, a week or two after. But for us, it just came out the other day. So,
yep.
Yeah, we will definitely talk about that. But yeah, first we'll just talk about other things that are going on. Did you want to start us off, Trenton?
Yeah, don't have a whole lot. One thing that happened this past week was, I think it was this past week, Nicolas Cage was asked about National Treasure 3. So, like, National Treasure, I love the first movie. Second movie's all right. It's been a while since I've seen it. I'd love to watch it again and kind of give it a more critical watch. But first one is excellent. And, you know, everyone's always wanted a third movie. You know, everyone loves Nicolas Cage. Everyone loves National Treasure. Everyone loves watching Nicolas Cage steal the Declaration of Independence and ancient artifacts and go on treasure hunts. Like, who doesn't like that? But, well, actually, I know who doesn't like that. Disney. Because they decided to make that National Treasure TV show, which I totally forgot about until this week. It was like, oh, yeah, that was a really? Thing. Where it was like a female-led TV show based on the world of National Treasure. I think Riley showed up in one episode or something. But I never watched it. Wild. I never will watch it. It lasted one season and they canceled it because it wasn't good. Anyways, Nicolas Cage was asked if National Treasure 3 was ever going to happen, and he basically said no because Disney doesn't know art or doesn't know how to tell good stories I'm actually blanking now on what he exactly said, but basically he dissed Disney and made That's it clear great. that probably won't happen, which is sad. It's a bummer because I would love it. Granted,
yeah.
Oh, it would be a horrible story. It would probably still be a terrible story, but anyways.
Yeah, which is exactly why he's not going to do it. That's awesome.
Yeah, sure. Right. Just went to the movies today, see Dune 2, and there was a movie coming out that he's in. I think it's a horror movie. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw a trailer for that, too.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. I'll probably go see it.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, he's going to be in another movie soon. He has a couple movies, I think, coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of speaking of horror in that realm, I guess. We got a Beetlejuice 2 trailer. I don't know if you saw that.
I actually have not, because I love Beetlejuice. Rebecca and I watch it every Halloween. I think it's just a fun cult club. Excuse me, cult classic. We have not watched it. We were going to watch the trailer together. I have not gotten around to that, so I can't really comment on it. I realize now that I should have watched it by now. But anyways, yeah, Beetlejuice 2. I'm excited. Beetlejuice. Tim Burton coming back to do it. Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, And then Jenna Ortega, which, you know, she's great. I think she was great as Wednesday. And I think she does a good job in that kind of role. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with her. And then the mom.
Returns.
She's returning. She's the mom from Home Alone, and she was in the first Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I think that's great that she's coming back. And I don't know. I heard that they're doing a lot of practical effects as once again, which they did with the first one, and they're kind of going back to that weird 2D animation. Was it 2D?
Yeah.
Is that really? Yeah, I think it was whatever you would call it. I heard they're kind of going back to kind of the same kind of feeling and tone of the first movie, which the first movie is pretty wacky, and they're kind of, I think, replicating that, which I think is awesome and just a great creative choice by especially Tim Burton. I love Tim Burton. But he's had a lot of L's lately. Like, he's done a lot of really bad movies, and I think it's been a while since he's done something that I like. And so I'm a little nervous about it, but maybe this is the one. Maybe he kind of redeemed himself.
Yeah. What are some of his recent stuff? What's some of his recent stuff? I don't even know.
I mean, he did the Alice in Wonderland movies with Johnny Depp. The first one was I think the first one was good. Second one, not so much. I'm trying to think of what some of his animated movies he's done recently. I don't know if he's done a whole lot.
I don't know if you were looking it up, but since you haven't seen a trailer, I'll just kind of. There's not a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah, jump into it.
It's like it's a minute long. I mean, it's a teaser trailer. It's not even a full trailer, so not a whole lot there. There's a lot of it was just kind of showing some of the returning characters. Of course, they introduce Jenna Ortega's character, and then they of course show off Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice again, and it looks great. I mean, he's nailing the character again. It'll be a fun movie. I'm excited for it. I hope they live up to what they did with the first one for sure.
Definitely,
because we like to watch that one every year too.
Sweet. So he's done. I guess he hasn't done a whole lot recently. He did the live action Dumbo in 2019, which wasn't good.
Oh yeah.
He did a movie called Big Eyes, which I don't think I ever saw, but I heard it wasn't that great.
I think I saw that one.
Uh huh.
And then he also did one Big Fish with Ewan McGregor. I think that was a while ago though. That was quite a while ago.
Oh yeah, that was 2003.
I watched that one because I hadn't seen it in a long time, or I don't think I'd ever seen. I don't think I'd seen it ever. So I watched it recently, and of course it's a weird movie. I mean, it's a Tim Burton movie, but it was a little too strange. It's been a while since I've. Sure. I mean, I think I watched it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But
he did Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp, which I didn't really like that one.
And that was pretty fun. We like to watch that every now and then for Halloween.
I can't remember what I didn't like about it, but yeah. Anyways,
there's a few scenes where there's definitely some sexualization in that movie, but of course, Tim Burton's wife is in it.
She's in everything.
Yeah, I know. She's in every Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, too. But anyway, she was in it, and she had a pretty good role, and I like Johnny Depp in it. I just like Johnny Depp movies, too. I like Tim Burton and Johnny Depp, so
yeah.
I think I'm just maybe a little biased on that one.
Yeah, I guess Tim Burton's not done a whole lot lately. I thought he had done more, and I thought there was some other movies that he did that weren't that great. And
I think it's just all that Disney stuff that he did.
Yeah.
You know, Dumbo and Alice in Wonderland that were just not amazing movies.
Yeah, so I guess that he hasn't released a really good movie in probably 20
a movie years. Of his a movie of his creation too.
Yeah.
Like like Beetlejuice, like that was like his creation. So
yeah, yeah, Beetlejuice came out in 1988. So we're talking almost 30. Wait, well, yeah, almost 40 years.
Yeah,
kind of math. Yeah, I can't math.
Yeah. Yeah, almost kind of same in that years. In that same realm. I don't know if you have anything else on that, but
nah.
In that same realm, we got Ghostbusters that just came out. It's been in theaters for.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay,
but it is flopping pretty hard.
Is it really at
the theater? Yeah.
Even after those cool popcorn buckets. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
It's like the little. The thing where they catch the ghosts. I can't remember what they call them.
Oh, yeah. I have
it doesn't look like it holds much popcorn.
I thought that was for the last movie.
I don't know. They might have done it. But I know AMC and Regal have both done for this movie.
Yeah. But it's getting bad ratings and it's not doing that great. Kind of didn't expect it to with the last few movies they've had. Not doing great. And
I actually never saw Aftermath. Because I heard that for like diehard fans, there's a lot of fan service. There's a lot of they care about the characters of old and pass the mantle on to the new characters pretty well. And I'm saying all this having not seen it. I do want to see. I love Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I just have not gone around to it. I wasn't super interested when it came out. I'm kind of interested in this one, but I've heard that it's not like it's not nothing.
It's just one of those franchises that I don't know if a sequel trilogy or whatever they're going for was really necessary. I don't think it had a big enough like major fan base, and I mean the original Ghostbusters came out so long ago. I mean, look at how old
Bill Murray.
What's his name? Yeah, Bill Murray. How old he is. I mean, that's how old the fans of it are, you know? Like,
yeah.
They're not going to the theater.
True.
Or maybe they're the only ones going to the theater.
Maybe. I don't know. I want to see it. I'm probably going to get Regal they call it Regal Unlimited. It's just the unlimited subscription. Go to the movie theater as many times as you want. Probably gonna get that soon because there's a handful of movies coming out that I want to see. So maybe I might go see Frozen Empire. That's actually one. Yeah, it's one thing. It's funny. So I feel like this happens like every few years. There's like a title. There's a word that every movie wants to latch onto. So you have Frozen Empire, then you have Kong versus Godzilla, A New Empire, and then I guess the new Planet of the Apes, that doesn't use Empire in it. No, I was thinking it did for a second. What is the new Planet of the Apes called? It's not Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Is it
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
What?
Is it Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
Oh, yeah, Kingdom. So, yeah, I think it's Kingdom. So, kind of close. Yeah. You have Dune with the whole, the Emperor. So, never mind, that doesn't really count. Anyways, because like I know, like a handful of years ago, it was Rise. You have Rise of Skywalker. You have Rise of the Planet of the Apes. You have Rise of Cobra, the G.I. Joe movie. There's a few other Rises. It's just funny, like every like few years, you just have like a title that every movie wants to use for some reason, and I don't think it's probably not intentional, but it's like okay,
yeah. Yeah, speaking of Dune, so Dune Messiah, which would be the third movie if they make it.
Third movie, second
book. It's not been, it has not been greenlit yet.
Denis Villeneuve,
kind of surprising.
Whatever his name is, he has a script. He wrote a script for it.
Oh, okay, he did? Yeah. Okay. So it's not been greenlit. So it hasn't been greenlit yet, which is pretty surprising to me, honestly, but... Uh-huh. But the director, he came out and said, because they were asking him, like, are you going to come back and do the third movie and like for your trilogy? And he says he'll only do it if he believes it'll outdo Dune Part 2. outperform it, outdo it, all that.
Yeah. And... Well, so the first movie, it didn't make much money. Actually did not do that well in box office. It was, I think it was shortly after COVID. Movies were still kind of...
Yeah, it's 2021.
Yeah. And they, for some reason, they released it on HBO Max the same day. So they did that because a lot of movies were doing that back then. So that, yeah. I'm sure that probably hurt it a little bit. I think I heard that Denis, the director, I think he wasn't super happy about that. But anyways, it didn't make a whole lot of money. I don't think it made like that much even profit. So they were probably, you know, wanting to wait and see if the second one can make a good profit. Which it's looking like it will. It hit the 500 million mark globally.
Oh, yeah.
This past
year. Yeah, week. No, I mean, this movie's been getting so much hype and so much attention. Like, totally. It even got you and I to be like, oh, we need to go see this.
Yeah, so like...
So they're doing great with marketing. That's
significant.
And even with, like, the popcorn bucket, I mean, it became a meme. And, yeah. Like, all these different things. Like, they're doing very... Like, I don't know if this is all planned by the marketing team or what, but like, it's getting great marketing, and they're doing very good at hyping this movie up, and
totally,
and
yeah, and like,
speaking of which, we will be reviewing the movie in our patron only show. So if you guys want to subscribe to that, we will be digging into Dune Part 2 and see if it lives up to the hype.
Absolutely,
and you guys can
go check that out.
Yeah,
support us.
Check that out. Yes, yeah, we appreciate your support and need your support to continue to make these episodes and to do this and our movie reviews. So,
yeah, yep, yeah. So yeah, like, I'm sure they're waiting like to see, or now knowing that it has made a profit and it's going to make a lot more money. Still, I'm sure they're probably gonna greenlight a third one soon. I'm really curious what they do, and we'll talk about it on our after hours show on Patreon.
Yeah,
there's a lot of choices that were made that are different than the book that I'm really interested and kind of concerned about as far as the direction.
Yeah,
like it is a good movie, and it's getting a lot of hype because it's a good movie. I did not care about Dune. The first one came out. I didn't see it. I saw the trailers. I wasn't super excited about it. I actually didn't know really anything about Dune before that. I think I'd heard about it a little bit. Heard a little more. You know, there's a little more hype around it, but wasn't interested. Even though I like science fiction, but I mean, Star Wars is kind of like the extent of my science fiction. I like some Star Trek. I've seen a lot of the Star Trek movies, so I can get into that a little bit, but not a whole lot. I'm not like passionate about it. When Dune Part 2 came out, and I heard all the hype around it, I was like, okay, I need to see what this is all about. I got the book, read the book in less than a week, and I was hooked. I loved it. Watched the first movie, went and saw the second movie. But these are good movies, good stories. They're being told, and people are going to go see these movies. So just want to point that out.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I think we should... move into our Acolyte trailer review, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
Whatever you want to call it, but...
Sure.
What are your thoughts
on that trailer? It has that flavor of the Disney Star Wars shows that I'm getting really sick of. I don't even know what it is. Like, it's just the tone. The world just feels really small and contained. A lot of that's just because I know they film... I don't know if they're using the
LED screens.
What's it called? I know what it's called. Why am I forgetting it?
yeah,
it's gonna drive me nuts.
Move on.
Anyways, they use whatever that technology is that they built for Mandalorian. There's some things in Mandalorian where it works, but it's gotten to the point where it feels so contained, and you're not. With Star Wars is a lot about the world building and just the feeling of knowing that you're in a greater world, bigger world than universe, like, a greater galaxy. The world's bigger than you. You get that feeling in the movies. For some reason, with this, I almost got it.
With with the first two seasons of Mandalorian, like we've talked about, are very great. Like with him, it worked well using those screens because they can do like landscapes and stuff really well with those. But when you get into these scenes where you're supposed to have like these big, I don't know, like fight scenes and it's supposed to be like a feel like a big world. You're mm-hmm. supposed to be in this big, like when they do the scenes at the Jedi Temple and stuff, it just doesn't feel like the Jedi Temple because they're just in these weird rooms and you can pretty much tell that it's like these LED screens and it doesn't look good. You don't feel like you're in the Jedi Temple compared to when it was like with the first few movies, especially the third movie. And so like it worked with Mandalorian because he wasn't versed in all this other stuff that requires that. And and you can kind of, and I think a lot of times they didn't use it for every single scene either. Like there were scenes like you could tell they didn't also right. like they actually had practical sets and stuff. And you're not seeing that with these other ones. And I don't understand like what they're like. I don't know if it's just because of budget or what, but it just does not look good. And I totally agree. You can just totally tell that this is just lower quality. Like that's really all it is, just lower quality. And
the volume,
that's just visually
volume. That's what they call it. The volume, right? I think that's it. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard what it was called.
Oh yeah. The volume. I think that's it.
Oh, okay.
Huh. I don't know.
Anyway. It yeah.
But yeah,
as far as story, like so you got this.
Well, what story?
What's the director call herself? A
she's non-binary. She's part of the LGBTQ plus ABCDFG community.
She promised with this show to be inclusive and
well, yeah, she's made some comments about how she was very inspired by the movie Frozen and seeing the relationship between the two sisters, and that as a queer person, she feels like she can connect with them in so many ways. And they're not the typical princess who needs a prince to come and save them and whatnot. They can just be themselves. And so they wanted to, and so she pitched an idea to Kathleen Kennedy, related that's similar to that Kathleen was all about . And so she was able to make this show. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
The Acolyte.
Which is exactly what this show is.
Well, like, it's, yeah.
So when, oh, watch the trailer. Like, there's not, there's not a single white male.
I think there's one, but he's getting like his butt kicked or something. I don't know. There was like,
they were like mad at him. Like, I think he was dumb or something. Sure. Like, he was like an older guy, kind of.
Yeah.
Not super old, but like older. Yeah. And he was like kind of dumb. And they were like, you know, why'd you do that? Or something like that. And
yeah, something like that. Yeah. But yeah, in the world of Star Wars, where there are a lot of white males, just watch the movies. There's not a single one, except for that one, maybe. In this trailer, and that's a statement. They're saying this is a different world. This is a different story. We're detaching from what you know as Star Wars. We're putting in our different identities and things. Which, you know, it's like whatever. Like we're not sitting here crying. Like I want white people in my movies. I want white people in Star Wars. But it's when you make a show and you make it all about the identity, you force in the black actor, you force in the females,
and then the gay character. You're being inclusive by excluding. Like, that's what you're doing. You're being inclusive by excluding.
Well, yeah, you're completely excluding. Yeah, and then, like, however many females were in the trailer and how they played a pretty prominent role going to play a prominent role in this. And so stupid. Yeah. So it takes place 100 years before Phantom Menace. So what, you're going to have Yoda walking around? I don't know. I really hope Yoda doesn't show up, but he probably will. You have Yoda.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about, okay, so is Plagueis going to show up? Well, actually he can't because he would be 15 years old and not a Sith Lord at this time. At least to my, I'm pretty sure. So like, if you look at the Plagueis novel, for which isn't canon actually, but which I guess they could do whatever the heck they want now because that all these books aren't canon, and the only reference to Plagueis we have is Revenge of the Sith. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you're basing it off of what the lore that we do have, Plagueis would probably not be in this, but his master would. His master plays a big role in the Plagueis book. So they could introduce him, and like, because I'm sure he would know if there is Sith lords or Sith running around the galaxy. Like, he'd probably be involved in that. Or they're just going to make up their own lore and connect it to the High. So this is a High Republic show. It takes place during the High Republic book series that they've released, which has been a complete failure. I don't know if you know much about this, but they're not selling hardly any books. It started off really good and then it just kind of died off, where they're like a couple thousand per issue is being sold, which is really nothing compared to like a lot of the other books that they sell and write.
Yeah,
it's wow, it's pretty bad. No one's interested in it, no one cares. I definitely don't care. I'm a huge Star Wars nerd, but I also don't care much about Disney Star Wars. So I don't know.
Yeah,
that's funny, is like with that trailer. You know, you mentioned story. It's like they really don't tell. This has kind of been a common thing with a lot of movie trailers, is they just throw in a bunch of action and cool scenes and lightsabers and all whatever they want to throw in just to get people excited. But they don't actually throw anything in the trailer about the story. There was nothing about the story in this trailer for the most part. I mean, there's the Sith that, or
other than the one line, this isn't about good or bad.
Oh my gosh. It's
about power and who's allowed to use it. That's the only thing.
Well, yeah, that's maybe anything to do with the story.
And that's exactly what they're exactly. They don't care about good or bad.
Right.
They care about power and who can have that power.
Pretty much. And that's the stories they want to tell. And it's not about what's good, beautiful, and true. And they're telling from the villain side point of view in that, but there's a lot of truth in that, where it's not about good and bad anymore. It's not about good and evil, because those are subjective concepts. I don't know. It just frustrates me. I just don't think they know what they're doing with this show. Leslie Headland, she does not have anything as far as filmography that's like, oh yeah, she's a great ad director, she's gonna do a good job. She's just not experienced, and then she just wants to push her agendas, because she's told us she wants to push her agendas, and she's going to, and it's just not gonna be good. And like I said, like, it has that feel of Disney Star Wars, which I don't like. One thing I don't like about it is, even this is like me nitpicky, but it's the lightsabers. I feel like the lightsabers just like look like glow sticks now. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like, even even going back to Luke Skywalker in Mandalorian season 2, like, how much I love that scene a lot, but there's a couple of times where it's like his lightsaber just looks like a glow stick. Like, it looks like they hardly did anything as far as visual effects goes. And I feel like that's how it is with a lot of lightsabers in Ahsoka, and then this show. It's like, it's not like it used to be, and it just stands out as like, not interested in that.
For sure.
I don't know. There's nothing about this that's that intriguing, except for maybe the idea that there's Sith lurking in the shadows, and there's some Jedi that are learning about. They're unraveling this plot, which by the way, like, if there are any Jedi that find out about there being Sith, those Jedi are gonna die. Like, they can't survive, because come Phantom Menace, they don't know that they're Sith. The Sith have been gone for a millennia, they say, maybe longer than that, but they've been gone for a long time. And so if there were Sith 100 years before Phantom Menace, like, the Jedi Council would have found it out. So any interaction with Sith in the show, you just know that Jedi or whoever it is going to die.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, okay.
I've also, I've kind of heard that with this show, they're also going to be kind of making the the bad guys essentially good guys, like,
yeah,
you're gonna,
that's like the acolyte,
understand the villain. Yeah, just understand the villain, like,
yeah,
they're people too. Just, you just have to figure out why they're doing what they're doing.
Yep.
It's not something anybody should be watching. It's not going to be worth it.
That's the thing. I keep asking myself. So The Bad Batch has been out, season three. Have you watched it? Did you watch any Bad Batch?
I've watched the first season. I loved the first season. Mm-hmm. I started watching the second season, but wasn't very interested in it.
Omega. I fix everything. That was bad. Yeah, I watched the first two seasons. I liked some of it. I liked where some, well, the story was intriguing. I was kind of looking forward to season three, but I've yet to watch an episode. I've not had a desire to take the time to watch it. But maybe once the season's done, I'll run through it. I don't know. I'm just not that excited. And I think Omega's getting really annoying because she, like, fixes everything and is the smartest person in the galaxy. And all these men that she runs around with, you know, looks to her to solve all the problems. And it's just gets annoying.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're making her force sensitive and stuff. It's like, I'm just sick and tired of everyone being force sensitive. Especially, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
So anyways, I say that because, like, there's Star Wars content being released right now, but I'm just not interested.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, we're getting to that point with Star Wars where that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel crossed that barrier quite a while ago with, I think it was Eternals for me.
So yeah, Phase 4. Pretty much.
Still haven't seen Eternals.
Nope, neither have I. I haven't seen Shang-Chi or Eternals. I heard Shang-Chi was okay.
I did watch Shang-Chi. Yeah.
I did watch that.
That took me quite a while to watch. It was a couple of years after it came out, I think. But
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's about it for us on this episode.
Okay.
So,
I think that's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it for me.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your support and we appreciate you guys listening. And we will continue to show all the bad that we are finding out there. Again, when we find the good, we'll point it out.
We'll let you know if we find
it. Yeah. Just kidding. Dune 1, you know, we liked that.
Yep.
We just watched Dune 2. We're going to do a review on it. So
we'll let you know if you like it, if we like it. Wait, I already told you that I like it. Never mind. Disregard what I said.
So I'll edit that out.
No, I said it was a good movie. I didn't say whether I liked it, though.
All right. We appreciate you guys listening. And just be mindful and keep an eye out for that good stuff. And hey,
the good stuff,
comment on our things if you find that good stuff. Tell us what to watch.
Yeah, let us know.
Follow our social medias too, and and you can comment on any of our posts there. And we have a YouTube channel. You can watch our movie reviews and as we have video. And we don't have video for this yet, but eventually we will. But you can still watch videos there, and
definitely
appreciate your support, and catch you next time. Thanks.
See ya. Bye.